the solution is freedom. Nicholas Eberstadt of the American Enterprise Institute put it this way: political freedom is the enemy of famine, and economic liberty is the foe of hunger. He points to Vietnam as proof of the value of freedom in feeding people. For years after the end of the Vietnam War, the collective state-controlled farms of communist Vietnam could not produce enough rice to feed the people of the country. In 1986, the government conducted an economic experiment, breaking up collectives and giving people their own land to farm while allowing food prices to find their own level. 3 years later, Vietnam had become the third largest exporter of rice in the world. The power of freedom. If you want to feed the world, get rid of government price controls, import quotas, and subsidies. Feed the world with freedom. The UN also plans to strip America of its world leadership position. In the UN's global neighborhood, veto power and permanent status would be stripped from the five permanent nations of the UN Security Council: China, France, Great Britain, Russia, and the United States. This would dilute, if not abolish, the leadership role of America. Also, the Economic Security Council would collect the wealth produced by the citizens of developed nations and redistribute it to developing societies. The Clinton administration is helping to sponsor the 1998 World Conference on Global Governance and can be expected to campaign hard to elect liberal Democrats to Congress in 1998 so that the UN Global Governance treaties and agreements can be more easily ratified. The world needs the illumination and moral leadership of the shining city on a hill, but there are those in many nations and with our own government who want to take a shroud over the city and hide its light from the world. Shut up and pay up is the message of global bureaucracy to the shining city. The United Nations doesn't want our influence, just our affluence. From former UN Secretary General Boutros-Ghali to new Secretary General Kofi Annan, from Bill Clinton to Newt Gingrich, we have been hearing about a U.S. debt of $1.4 billion to the United Nations. Some in UN bureaucracy have been floating plans to cut off our UN voting rights, slap us with late charges, and ban U.S. citizens from holding UN jobs if the Congress doesn't cough up. The fact is, the U.S. doesn't owe the UN a dime. Instead, the UN owes the American taxpayers big time. Our globalist president, Bill Clinton, has tried to shame his own country, calling America the biggest piker in the UN. But the U.S. has always been more than generous with the bloated, wasteful, and anti-American world bureaucracy. Our normal UN assessments are 25% of the operating budget and 31% of peacekeeping costs. The next largest contributor is Japan, with an assessment of 14% of the budget. Only Russia, Germany, France, Great Britain, Italy, Spain, and Canada contribute more than 2%. But on top of our normal